I'm not so great with booze myself. I understand how hard my father has to fight.
Ah, she said again.
He nodded at that.
Oh,
summarized his life quite nicely these days. He'd killed a man, gotten involved with the victim's widow, realized he was an alcoholic, confronted a serial killer, and derailed his policing career all in the course of 2 years. Oh, was pretty much the only summary he had left.
Do you still miss your family?
Annabelle was asking now.
Do you think about them all the time?
I, honestly, hadn't thought of Dory in 25 years. Now I wonder if I'll ever get her out of my head. I don't think about them the way I used to. I can go weeks, maybe even a month or two, not thinking of them at all. But then something will happen, you know, like the Red Sox winning the World Series, and I'll find myself wondering, what is George doing right now? Is he cheering in some bar in Florida, going nuts for the home team? Or when he left us, did he leave the Red Sox too? Maybe he only roots for the Marlins these days. I don't know. And then my mind will go nuts for a few days. I'll find myself staring in the mirror, wondering if George has the same wrinkles around his eyes that I'm getting. Or maybe he's a plump insurance salesman with the beer gut and double chin. I haven't seen him since he was 18 years old. I can't even picture him as a man. That gets to me sometimes. Makes me feel like he's dead. Do you call him?
I've left messages.
He doesn't return your calls? She sounded skeptical.
Not so far.
And your mom?
Ditto.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. It's not your fault your father was a drunk. Why do they blame you?
He had to smile.
You're a kind person.
She scowled back.
I am not.
That just made his smile grow. But then he sighed.
It felt strange, but not bad, to be talking about his family. He had been thinking about them more and more since the shooting, and leaving more messages. So I went to this shrink a couple of years ago, he said. Department orders, I'd been involved in a critical incident.
You killed Jimmy Gagnon, Annabelle said matter-of-factly.
I see you've been busy on the internet.
Were you sleeping with Catherine Gagnon?
I see you've been talking to Dee Dee.
So you were involved with her?
Annabelle sounded genuinely surprised. Apparently she'd just been fishing and he'd stupidly taken the bait. I have never so much as kissed Catherine Gagnon, he said firmly.
But the lawsuit
was ultimately dropped only after the shootout in the hotel. Dropped is dropped.
Sergeant Warren obviously hates her, Annabelle said.
Dee Dee will always hate her.
Are you sleeping with Dee Dee?
So, he said loudly, I did my job and shot an armed man holding his wife and child at gunpoint, and the department sent me to a shrink. And you know, that old saw that shrinks only want to talk about your mother? It's true. All the woman did was ask about my mother.
All right, Annabelle said, let's talk about your mother.
Exactly. One soul-bearing moment at a time here. It was interesting. The longer my mother and brother stayed away, the more, on some level, I'd internalized things as being my fault. The shrink, however, raised some good points. My mother, brother, and I shared a pretty traumatic time in our lives. I felt guilty they'd had to run away. Maybe they felt guilty for leaving me behind.
Annabelle nodded, jingled her necklace again.